Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Darren Boy, and in this show we are going to discuss how to manage conflict effectively within your team. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Alright, let's get started. Well, conflict can occur in any team, really. Conflict may occur in a number of different ways, though. From the extremeness of aggression and violence at one end of the spectrum, to difference in opinions within the team at the other non-violent end, that fuels more campaigns, more towards discrediting the other or causing them problems. So, for example, things like office politics, backstabbing, trying to get ahead of the other person. In certain situations, although extreme, the former aspect can be somewhat easier to actually deal with, as long as one has patience, temperament, and determination to do so. The form of conflict is, for all of its distastefulness, at least one more visible, whilst the later can be far more devious and not be evident. In some aspects, it may be too late. You might be a victim of conflict, and by the time you've realized it, you've been disciplined for something which you didn't do, or someone has taken credit for some work which you did, has moved on. A conflict that is evident in terms of differences of opinion may be seeded from a range of very deep-rooted foundations, and in many respects sometimes impossible to instigate a change. However, a fundamentally important starting point in managing conflicts of this nature is to firstly seek out and understand its core. To be able to understand its core and be able to identify it, you have to be in a position to be open to conflict in your team. So there's no point burying your head in the sand, hoping that no conflict is going to occur and that your team is going to be getting on fine, especially in new teams. It's not really going to happen. Within any type of project, there will at least be one kind of conflict throughout. Such conflict, which for the moment I will call intellectual conflict, can be extremely punishing to the project which you're doing or the organization which you're in. It can use energies which can take you away from managing the product and people completing work packages and moving really along the baseline for progression. As I said, it often detracts the energies of the individuals from their role. It is even possible that individuals might court their peers and colleagues to join their campaign against the other party. So really spending more on really conflict and politics rather than really doing your work, which really only goes to multiple drain of productivity focus from the function of the business and the purpose of the project which they're supposed to be doing. To help understand the cause of such conflicts, we can draw on the principle of the tripartite mind. Each one of these three domains of affective are emotions and values, cognitive, our competencies and reasoning, and the cognitive, our instincts and talents. Each offer a wide range of differences that at their extreme can cause this intellectual conflict. There are particular tools which you can use to analyze your team and understand your team, tools such as MBTI, the Kolbe Natural Instinct, for example. They really kind of find out where people's natural instincts lie, which may be the people who are going to cause more conflict, generally as a result of them being in the wrong role, doing the wrong thing. The basis of our own personality, the affective domain, is described as the area which nurtures and nurses our personality, and in fact is measured by personality assessment. This domain is fostered by the emotional environment into which we are born and raised by our parents. So really, our childhood, our upbringing, our good experiences, and more importantly, our bad experiences affect our affective domain, which hence helps to formulate our self-esteem and ultimately frames our personal values and beliefs. Often people with low self-esteem are more liable to cause conflict or more liable to receive conflict. There are a very wide range of factors that can influence the development of these personal principles, but there are far too many to consider in this radio show, but would include culture, religion, tradition, and also relationships. As our personal confidence has grown, so do our values, and so do our beliefs and principles that motivate us to do the things that they've developed. What is true is that for many of us, the resulting principles which embrace our emotions and feelings and motivation can be critically important to us, and in many cases would be fervently defended if under threat. Everybody generally has points. Everybody has particular subjects which they nurture, which they protect, for example. Picking on these points, and people who want to cause conflict, picking on these points can often result in explosions of conflict within your team. This can generate the first cause of differences of opinion, really, with others. Well, I mean, our principles, values, and beliefs differ considerably that of others. All is well if we are able to work outside of the arenas of conflict. So if we're able to avoid these particular points which cause conflict for your team, and of course you, we can generally avoid this. But once it's awoken, they can stir up passionate battles of defense and attack, which again takes you away from what you really should be doing. Not as a project manager, because managing conflict is a part of a project manager's job, not just managing the products. Perhaps in many cases in society, it seems natural that we are often surround ourselves with others of the same inclination. There can be many causes of these differences, sometimes referred to as personality differences, but all stem really from these principles and values on ourselves, on our personal domain. Jealousy is often a popular cause of conflict, and our belongings or our positions stems really from the personal values, where the recognition of seeing what one actually has oneself may not be strong enough to filter what can be a highly passionate life waster and destructor of level-mindedness. This can be portrayed from both sides of the equation, with the so-called materialistic individual bragging over what they have got in order to irritate the other party. It is commonly said within business circles that it is essentially to enlist people who have comparable values and beliefs to that of the business. Good nurses, for example, in the medical profession are likely to be people who have caring and compassionate values. People within the charitable arena are more likely to be those who value high commitment towards the well-being of our community, and really want to receive, aren't really interested in receiving that much. But perhaps over the more highly ambitious people who often want to be rich. This factor then relies on the recruitment approach of the organization, where the philosophy and values or mission of the company, the organizational culture of the company, should be easily identified to the applicant, and their evaluation so designed to assess this matching requirement. Deep-rooted personality differences which for whatever reason need to be managed and addressed strongly and effectively as the project manager. The principle that should be promoted is that it is intellectually correct to respect that differences of opinion and will be apparent in this world, and that it is intellectually disrespectful to dishonor another values and belief. This is often very challenging, but true. there are often also subjects which within companies are completely no-goes. Subjects such as racism, ageism, and anti-Semitism, any of these kind of subjects, really, if they're sources of conflict, they can be quickly addressed and quickly cut off. Depending on the severity of the person receiving the discipline, really depends on the type of organization you're in and actually what country you're currently in. The other aspect of the tripartite mind is the cognitive domain. This domain of the mind is the area that captures and learns from knowledges, experiences, and skills. It is not wholly reliant on our childhood education, but may have developed extensively through personal experiences and even pastimes in later life. It is in the cognitive domain that we will reason out a judgment and make a decision. Intellectual conflicts can occur between two people where their knowledge and experiences result in different conclusions and evaluations based on these judgments. Although not as deep-rooted as the affective differences, these differences, if allowed to be fielded with an environment of competitiveness for who is correct and who is incorrect, can be just as crippling for an organization. The framework of the differences may well develop over time to engage any personality, any differences between the parties, and to aid and strengthen their argument. Again, the challenge for the facilitator or project manager managing such conflict is to engage at attitude of mind and culture of discipline that actually promotes the value of such knowledgeable differences, recognizing that the potential of the broadening of knowledge can create a more synergistic outcome. This facilitation happens daily within business through the leadership and management of individuals and teams, especially by chairpersons of meetings. When applied competently and with expertise, sometimes the team leader, project manager, in fact, can be a party to the differences. If they seek to promote solely their own campaign, solely their own ego, some team leaders will naturally take the chair position so that they can control the dialogue and override decisions where they feel they need. This can be a valuable influence for the business in ensuring that decisions are made. Although if they do not have the competence and confidence to fully take on board the opinions of others, then they may be stifling and the true potential of synergy. However, a positive decision is often preferable to no decision. The third part of the tripartite mind is our cognitive actions. It is often within the last decade or so that it is now being recognized that a further source of intellectual conflict is actually driven by those differences within our cognitive makeup, in the way we all do things. Conation is our natural talent based on our domain. So it's really where our natural instinct lies. Some people, their natural instinct lies within searching for facts. Some people's natural instinct lies in planning, in organizing. Also, the autonyms of each thing. So, not organizing, not planning. It really can be defined as where we innately appear to be more efficient and effective in the application of our mental energy or action in some areas rather than others. Corby's research and her corporation database, because of the nature of our cognitive talent often being unchanging, it is therefore reasonably possible to make some predictions of how an individual will behave in terms of their application of their cognitive energy. So if you place particular individuals within areas of their own conflict against their own cognitive energy, the result is going to be obvious. You're going to get conflict. The epitome of our education system within the UK is really, as Sir Ken Robinson said, to become university professors. So this doesn't engage some people's cognitive talent. Some people might be good at their natural energy, might be for dancing, might be for art, it might be for something of the creative services. But as we all know, being at school, there's more rewards if you're good at science, if you're good at mathematics, even if you're good at sport in some schools around the world. Although conflict, or maybe better described as diversity, within the cognitive domain has the greatest potential when understood why it is by all parties that people will do things quite naturally in a particular way and cannot stop themselves. Differences can be disengaged totally from falling into the effective personality chasm. So not only would you be creating a controlled project environment from doing project management, you can also create a controlled team by putting people with their natural talents in their natural domain. This conflict can be manageable through this understanding, and in fact can aid the operational performances of businesses by applying the diversity of talent that is available, and hence diluting the impact of inertia when there's really too much one talent in one domain, and polarization of too much of opposing talents without the stabilizing of a central zone on a business. In some cases, when you're choosing teams, you need to pick a balanced team. If you're doing a software project, it's not good to pick too many people too good at one particular thing. You need to pull people in. You need to pull people's strengths and talents and join them together. In summary, we are often too quick to make judgments on intellectual conflict as being a personality difference by taking cognizance of the potential of the other domains of the mind. We have the potential to better understand why intellectual conflicts may occur, and more importantly, how we may be able to steer these conflicts into improvements and reinforce weaknesses with strengths. Interact and understand to truly benefit from the potential of this diversity. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio archive for Darren Boy. If there is a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box below. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.